there are several spots, several sites, about three or four sites which are extremely bad. And, you know, when you can really look at it, people can go without food for up to 4 months, up to 6 months. This is usually some parts, but others can be like 1 month or a half, and then others are not pretty bad. So it's not really the wipeout situation, you know. It's just a situation that's concentrated on very, very several spots.
So there are some places that are worse hit than others, and places where people have still some food in store, but that obviously won't last indefinitely.
It won't last indefinitely. If there's a rain continue to come in the low-lying areas, the lower altitudes. The worst affected areas are the higher altitudes where people settle, like Kambul, Kandet, and Suruki, which are the highest altitude level of gardening. And so these are the worst affected areas.
What are people doing about this? Are they organizing themselves to try and get through this problem? Are they sharing food? Are people organizing committees? Are churches helping?
Most of the people have moved to low-lying altitude areas. Government's been very slow at the moment, you know. Almost 2 weeks since we routed it with them. And government's been talking a lot, but government's putting a lot of news releases and reports. But actually, as of today, there's no food rations have gone to the people.
So there's no government assistance getting through yet?
It's not yet.
You're a Lutheran church pastor in Wabag in Enga province. Tell me about what your church, the Lutheran church, is doing to cope with this disaster.
My job is the general secretary of the church, and I'm currently appointed as a national coordinator for the disaster. And as a church, you know, we have the network down right to the people. So a church institution is a structure that we have passed right down to where the congregations are. And they are almost affected as like the community. And we have just formed this committee and try to get the pastors at work to try to visit people and those who are affected and stand with them with confidence. And that's actually what we are doing right now. At the same time, we are feeling both nationally and internationally, because we are church partners all around the world, and we are putting our appeal for help. And as soon as help comes in, you know, we're looking at the immediate action that we're going to take to deliver basic food items to those worst affected areas.
Do you know if other churches, as well as the Lutheran Church, are doing this and hoping for other churches outside PNG to send the food through their church committees?
I haven't actually heard from any other churches that they're doing it, but you know, it's a normal duty of churches to show the love of God and, you know, our Christian duty. And in times of disaster and suffering, you know, churches are obliged to get across to the people that almost nothing they may be doing in terms of disaster response. And I haven't heard from any other churches, and that is something that I need to know.
The government says that it is getting ready to send goods. They say they're handling it. The Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill's been up to see some of this. He's very concerned, and he says that people need to be a bit patient while they work out where the needs are greatest, so they send the food assistance to the right places. Do you think that's the right thing, or do you think the government should move quicker than it is?
I think government should move quicker in the areas that have been severely hit by the drought, because they lost everything in terms of food crops. You know, when you don't attend to the needs of the people, you know, it's going to be chaos. And, you know, it's pretty hard to understand, you know, the life there. You know, in the traditional times, people have been moving out of their places, but because government has given them high hope, people are still hanging on to their homes, and they're still finding very hard to get the normal amount of food that they can take in a day to keep them alive. But, you know, that can go on for a couple of days, and if the government doesn't come in, it's going to be a different story.
Today's National Repentance Day, Wednesday. It's a public holiday. It's been a bit controversial. Many of the churches don't want to participate in that. They're suggesting that it's not really a Christian thing. Where does the Lutheran Church stand on Repentance Day in PNG?
The Lutheran Church is a doctrine. You know, we don't necessarily, you know, put one day in a calendar to repent. You know, it's a normal practice that we have. You know, sin is nothing that it is unnatural. You know, it can happen any time. So you got to do any time to then repent, and we don't understand that. Some kind of newly sprouting churches in the country are doing, you know, more evangelistic and not part of the mainstream churches like Catholics, Anglicans, Lutherans. These are some of the denominations that are set up by evangelists who think that, by putting a big national day like this could result in something big. We don't believe in that. You know, we think that repentance is a normal day. We think that we do it in churches.